13 polls in October 2016 that showed Hillary Clinton with a big lead over Donald Trump. By Michael Patrick Leahy on October 10, 2020. A flurry of recently released polls show Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden leading President Donald Trump by double digits with less than a month until the November 3 presidential election. In fact, the Real Clear Politics average of polls currently has Joe Biden enjoying a comfortable 9.6-point lead over Donald Trump. However, looking back at the same period in 2016, a number of polls, at least 13, showed Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton with a big lead over Donald Trump in the month preceding the November 2016 election. 1. PRI/Brookings poll released on October 19, Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by 15 points. 2. NBC/Wall Street Journal poll released on October 10, Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by 14 points in a one-on-one contest and 11 points in a four-way race. 3. AP poll released on October 26, Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by 14 points. 4. Monmouth University poll released on October 17, Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by 12 points. 5. ABC poll released on October 23, Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by 12 points. 6. Atlantic PRI poll released on October 9, Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by 11 points. 7. St. Leo University poll released on October 26, Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by 11 points. 8. USA Today/Suffolk University poll released on October 27, Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by 10 points in a one-on-one race and by 9 points in a four-way race. 9. Fairleigh Dickinson University poll released on October 6, Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by 10 points. 10. SurveyUSA/Boston Globe poll released on October 14, Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by 10 points. 11. CBS poll released on October 17, Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by 9 points. 12. Bloomberg poll released on October 19, Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by 9 points. 13. CNBC poll released on October 27, Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by 9 points. On Election Day 2016, Donald Trump surprised those polling firms, the mainstream media, the Democratic Party, and Hillary Clinton by easily securing the presidency with a 306-232 Electoral College victory over Clinton, despite losing the national popular vote to her by 2 points, 46% to 48%. The final Electoral College totals counted when Congress convened to formally count the votes in January 2017 was 304 for Trump, 227 for Clinton, with 7 cast for various other candidates by faithless electors. In 2016, the outcome was a surprise to many. Will that be the case in 2020? We'll have to wait.